belongs to the Lord. I don't know about you.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
My hallelujah belongs to the Lord.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Glory.
All of the glory belongs to you.
Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammah.
All of the glory belongs to you.
Give him all the glory for your life. All of the glory.
All of the glory.
Pick up your Bible. I want to welcome all our online church to today's service. Amen. I believe that God is going to do something powerful in your life, and you will testify of his glory in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Luke chapter 5, and we're going to read from verse 1 to 10. Verse 1 to 10. If you're there, say amen. So let's read from verse 1, Luke chapter 5, 1 to go. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake Gennesaret and saw two sheep standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered onto one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he should thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John and sons of Zebedee, and were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. May God give you a testimony as a result of today's word.
Amen.
That will cause you to catch men.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Take your place, Lord, and have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. When you're done with your word, please take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Hallelujah. Help me sing choir. Take your place, Lord, and have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. When you're done, the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Take your place, Lord, and have your way in this place. Just a vessel and not. Precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated in God's presence. Thank you, choir. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Beloved, these are the times that we all need, number one, to be really very careful about whose voice we are listening to. And I say this because there are many things that are happening all over the world right now. And some of the utterances and the stance of believers in their response to all the things that are happening is shocking. It's, to me personally, very disheartening and very worrying. Because I've had things said by people that many of us will consider not only as students of the Word of God, but teachers of the Word themselves. But the things that they say, the foundation of their judgments is worrisome. And I'm afraid for those of us who are still students of the word, because as the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, study to show yourself approved of God, unto God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But I'm seeing a lot of people And I'm wondering, which Bible are you reading? Many have mixed a lot of things with the word. And it's a shame. That we think that we have come so far, but yet we know so very little. We are still being ruled by our emotions. Our benchmark of making destiny decisions is still based on how we feel. There was something I said, you know, during that time of our last elections, that I said, how does a Christian, I mean, what forms the benchmark of your decision as to who to vote for? And I said, many of us are so sentimental. And it's because even in our own personal lives, when we are called to make decisions by circumstances that comes to challenge us, we are still very sentimental about it. And so in other things also, that's how we make decisions. It's all about how we feel. But the truth is, the Bible, when God wants to speak to you, He never speaks to you through what you feel. You can never receive healing by confessing your pain. It is not that you are not experiencing pain. But the pain is a feeling. Beloved, if you get what God is trying to convey to you today, you will become a new Christian. You will never follow the bandwagon. I'm worried about the kind of Christians that we are raising in the church today. Permit me to just talk. Weak, shallow-bellied, long time in the church, but nothing really to show for it. In a situation where unbelievers are confused, we are also still confused, probably more confused. And yesterday morning, tears came to my eyes because I took the Bible and I was having this talk with the Holy Spirit. And I said, Holy Spirit, what's going on here? What really is going on here? And let me say one thing. For as long as I live, for as long as I am the presiding pastor of this church, and as long as you choose to be under this ministry, never you say at any time, for any reason, and I talked to God. Let me not hear that statement. When people say they go to prayer, they say, and I told God. Who are you telling God? And I told God. No. You don't tell God, and I'll tell you the reason why.
When people say, I told God, you know what you are saying? You are God's God. And none of us is God unto God. God himself told Moses, said, I will make you a God unto Pharaoh, not a God unto me. What are you telling me? And I told God, don't come here and give a testimony and say, I told God. I will take the mic away from you. And I'll tell you the reason. If I allow you to continue in that line, your thinking, your judgment, your perception of everything will be presumptuous. The sin that is commonest among believers is presumptuous sin. What is presumptuous sin? You presume this is how God ought to walk. This is how God ought to bring my blessing. This is the person that God ought to use to bless me. Once you have that line of thought, you have made yourself God over God. Hallelujah. I told God, no. You don't command him. I told God, by this time next year, you told God. So God is supposed to, he's your errand boy that will be running around. Hello? This is why a lot of us, this is why, you know, we are not seeing the demonstration of the power of God in the dimension in which it will wow the world that lives around us. Then we have no choice but to bow and surrender to our God. But they are not seeing it. The sons of God are not manifesting. We are too presumptuous. This is the way God ought to walk. Hello? Hallelujah. Somebody sent me, he said, please help me to pray, blah, 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 that this thing, give God time, give God dates, give God everything. And I said, I'll pray. When things like that happen, you know what I do? I pray in the spirit. Because I have learned through experience, through my own disillusionment and discouragement, after I have used that method and it never delivered to me. Hello, somebody. So I have changed the way that I operate. I have seen that there is something called the will of God. Glory to God. There is something called the will of God. Why did you think Jesus told his disciples, pray in this manner, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth? We are presumptuous. We come to place of prayer with our will, not God's will. And you are waiting for God to rubber stamp your will. He won't do it. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm sanctifying God from men this morning. Setting him apart. That he's not a man. God is not human. His ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are so far from our thoughts. We know all the scriptures. We just don't put it to work. Hallelujah. I'm really disturbed. And I'm praying. No wonder Jesus said, many call me Lord, Lord. I will say to them on that day, depart from me, because I don't even know you. And I'm praying for you that none of you under the sound of my voice will receive such a response from Jesus. Amen. Believers. Why should a believer be hateful? Let me not go there. Beloved, the Bible says, these are the end times, for sure. These are the end times. Unfortunately, a lot of people will miss it, who are believers. Because many of us sometimes, our will is still so strong, we can't let go of it. We burden ourselves with what God himself has said, I have freed you from it. But we still want to hang on to it. Because some of us, if we don't have something that we can hold on to, we don't even know God is working. Do you understand? People cannot understand the power and the wisdom in forgiveness. They can, it's too easy. Hello? It's just too easy. It's to many of us, it's more fulfilling and rewarding if we avenge ourselves. When you see your enemy enter into a gutter, then you say, judgment is done. When your enemy comes to your office, when you are the one giving approval for something and they have come to apply, you say, God, catch you today. And you disapprove it. Hello? And you say you are a believer. No, you are not a believer. You are a goat in sheepskin. Many believers still live in condemnation. If you don't talk the way I talk, if you don't live the way I go, if you don't go to my church, you are not saved. Yeah. Or how would you explain a crusade that was held to bring souls into the kingdom of God, and intercessors came from different denominations to pray that souls be saved? And after the crusade, there were buses there with names of churches written upon it. And they are checking. Are you a member of our church? If you are not a member, you get down. This bus is only for our own people. Which people? Your people are not the people of God. I don't know who you are serving. I don't care who your bishop is. I don't care what it is. This is Holy Ghost hunger today. What's happening to the world? What differentiates us from the rest of the world? It's because what the world cannot take again, we can take and keep on taking. Because the world will not forgive more than once, but we keep forgiving 70 times 70. Glory to God. That's what differentiates us. And that is how to catch men. I'm telling you, the men you catch by your lifestyle will be there eternally in the kingdom of God, even much more than those that you preach to. If you preach with your lifestyle, anyone that is saved will never go back to the world. Glory to God.
I don't know about you.
But if we are serving this God, let's serve him. And if we are not good to serve him, let's pack it up. Jesus himself said, I would rather you are cold. It's okay. But don't try to be lukewarm. Don't pretend that you are for me when you are against me. For the past 3 weeks, I've been preaching and teaching on faith. Because the Spirit of the Lord is burdening me in my heart with it. My people don't believe. Because if they believe, they wouldn't be acting the way they are acting. When you see a pastor has issues with his wife and you want to go and settle the matter, and the pastor is telling you that you are saying, ah, pastor, man, as a man of God, they say, no, 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 let's put aside that man of God thing. This is not about being a man of God. And you get on the pulpit the next Sunday and you are preaching to people, believe God. No! The devil will not allow the word of God to find entrance into their hearts. Because he's an accuser of the brethren. Don't you take God for granted. He can kill and he can make alive. He's God all by himself. No one can advise him. If he stretches forth his hand, nobody can bend it back. He's God all by himself. Before him, there was no God. After him, there can be none other. Glory to God. Rise on your feet. We're going to pray one prayer. A prayer that David prayed. Pick up your Bible, because I want you to see it from the Word of God. If the Word of God means anything to you, and open to Psalm 19. I was watching a video on YouTube of a clip of different pastors and who had made some prophecies, but as time has it, it doesn't seem as if their prophecies coming to pass, and things like that. And people get presumptuous because they only inform themselves about what God has done or what God has said, and not what God is saying. Glory to God. Are you there? Psalm 19, I think from verse 17. No. Okay, wait a minute. Let me see, 11. Verse 12. Verse 12. And 13. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Verse 13. Keep back thy servant also from what? Presumptuous sins. Let them not do what? Let them not have dominion over me. Then what will happen? Then shall I be upright. Many people think that they are standing in uprightness, but they are dominated by presumptuous sins. And when things don't happen the way that they expect it to happen, they get discouraged. And I shall be innocent from the great transgression. If you want to walk uprightly with God, you have got to do away with presumptuousness. Presuming that this is what God... I mean, there is no one in the Bible that tried it and succeeded. Samson tried it. This is how God has been working with me. Hello? This is how the power of God moves against the Philistines. Against the same adversary. Same adversary. Same victim. Except that the power didn't show up on that day. Why? He was presumptuous. As the Spirit of the Lord comes upon me, and I deliver, and I kill and destroy all the Philistines, so will he do this time. Eh? Except that he didn't do so this time. You know, I said something last week. I said, you do yourself a lot of good. When things don't happen, you go to God and say, Baba, it didn't happen. Something must be up somewhere. What did I do that I wasn't supposed to have done? What should I have done that I neglected to do? Hello? This is how you develop a relationship with God. And that's what God wants. He wants to be close to you. And he wants you to be close to him. Lift up your two hands and pray. Just as David did, and say, Father, deliver me from presumptuous sins. Turn it to your prayer. Open your mouth and pray. There is no point saying that I'm a Christian for a decade, 2 decades, 3 decades, and I end up in a place that I never planned, prayed, or wished for. No. The Lord must deliver me from every presumptuous sin. What have I presumed about my situation? About my relationship with God? Deliver us, O God. Cleanse us from secret faults. Turn it to your prayer that you may stand in uprightness before your God. In Jesus' name we pray. Now you will pray for your brethren, other Christians, in all places, other believers. Pray that God would deliver every one of them from presumptuous sins. Whether it is the bishop, church leaders, presiding pastors, heads of churches, let's lift up our voices right now and ask the Lord to deliver every one of our brethren, our brothers and sisters in Christ, the leaders of our churches, from presumptuous sins and from secret faults. Lord, we pray and we judge you faithful that you are a prayer answering God. We come before you this morning, not trusting in our own righteousness, but we come in the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ. to obtain mercy and to find grace to help us right now. Father, deliver us from presumptuous sins. Deliver us from secret faults. Whatever will cause us not to stand uprightly before you. Standing against our blessings and our walk with you. Please, Father, deliver us from it. Deliver us today. Deliver us today. If you're joining us on the internet, online right now, lift up your two hands wherever you are and pray for yourself. Pray for all your brethren that God will bring deliverance from every presumptuous sin that we have gotten ourselves into. And pray, Father, we pray that you will grant us, your own children that are called by your name, a newness of life by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for it. We receive deliverance right now for all our brethren in all places and for ourselves. In Jesus' powerful name, we pray and give thanks. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. We've only got about 15 minutes. Even if I don't preach anything again today, beloved, God is God. God is God. I'm also going to encourage us, please, pick up your Bible and read. Please, be like those that the Bible refers to as the Berean Christians, who even after when they have heard the message, will go back and to confirm that what they have heard is exactly what the word says. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can't go wrong if you know what the word of God says. Thank you, Lord. In our text today, Luke chapter 5, from verses 1 to 10, I'm sure we're all very familiar with the story. But there's something that I have discovered about the Word of God. The scriptures, they're evergreen. You know, I was just blessing God when I was led by the Spirit of God to this scripture. And I felt, well, I knew everything about it, but I needed to not become presumptuous. Hallelujah. Because God can use the same text to speak to, well, thousands of situations that don't even act alike or look alike. Glory to God. That is God for you. Praise God. So I prayed for you that today you will even feel this text and you yourself will see yourself in it. Hallelujah. We are all aware. Peter. Had gone fishing. An astute fisherman. I don't know if any of you know, all the scenarios about the principles of fishing and all that. But I know that because I live in a place where there are a lot of, you know, all these fishermen, I know that if I go to the fish market very early in the morning, I know that that's when their canoes and their boats are coming in, okay, with the catch. So obviously, they do it all night and then come in the morning. There has to be a reason why they do it all night. They believe that it is the best time. They know where the fishes will gather as at that time. So you will not rarely see them in the hot sun fishing. Hello? There's wisdom to all of this. There's strategy to all of it. But Peter had engaged and employed the necessary strategy to get the desired result, but he still didn't get it. I titled today's message, Against All Odds. Against All Odds. What Peter went through, many of us are going through it, even right now, in our lives. Not as fishermen, not because I'm a fisherman, but because life happens. For as long as you are going to live in this world, there are some plans, beloved, that you will make, and the response will not follow your plans. Oh, let me give you some example. By the age of 25, you know, there are certain people you said to yourself, Abby, I told God that when I'm 30, I would have bought my own land. Guess what? Now that it's a far, far, far plan and it's looking most unlikely. Hello? Ah! By the time I'm 40 like this, me and my family will be living in our own house. Do I have people who have made plans? Like, you are all looking at me. Yeah? God bless you, my sister. By the time I get married like this, the first year like this, I will have my children. I have two boys. Two girls and one boy. And none shows up. Or you just keep having the girls. Where is the boy? Hello? And then you tell yourself, but I told God. You told your errand boy. Hello? By now, I would have started my own business. I would be my own CEO. Guess what? You are still 9 to 5. By now, I would have opened 10 shops. You are barely keeping the only one you have open. By now, I should be a director. You are still reporting to director. Tell 2 or 3 people, life happens. Hello? I don't care where you are born. I don't care if you see angels physically walking around with you everywhere. I don't care how you see into the spirit and you see all these things. Life happens, even to the very best of us. Glory be to Jesus. I will get old with my husband, and you know, we will see our children's children. After all, the Bible said so. Presumptuousness. Hello. The husband has taken off. Hello. Life happens. Did we plan it like that? No. Did we wish it? No. Did we even pray it? No. But it happened anyway. The question is, the odds are against me. How will I overcome these odds? Calendar is ticking. No man is saying, I want to marry you. Hello? The calendar is against you. Hello? The calendar was against Sarah. Medically, it was over. Against all odds means there is no, I mean, little or no probability of success. It can happen when you put all the facts together. It can add up to victory. It can add up to success. It can add up to progress. A lady recently was sharing her testimony. He said, I mean, when she got an employment in an organization, she said, she applied, many other people applied. She went for interviews. But they told her when she was leaving the place and said, Madam, but in your CV, what were you doing? Because we could see that from the last job you had up to now, 10 years, you were not in any employment. So for 10 years of career building, you've lost it. How do you think we will come and employ somebody who left 10 years taking care of the children and now you want to come back into the workforce? They've left you behind. Hello? Out of all the people that came for the interview, she was the oldest. And you know, these days, when even when they advertise for jobs, people will put age brackets. They will put job experience. Hello? Uh-huh. So when you look at all those, the odds were against her. She has passed the age. Because when people say the, from the age of 25 to 35, and you are 39, you are out. In fact, seeing that already tells you, don't even bother. Because that's what a lot of us do, believers. You look at what they are looking for, and you say, I don't fit in. I don't have what it takes. The odds are against me. But this woman went. And they told her, no chance for you. It can't be. How can? You don't fit into the calendar. You don't fit into experience. So, someone else was employed. Who fit in to everything? Except that the person that fit whatever they were looking for, after 2 months, decided to leave the job. And the company that was recruiting gave this woman a call again and said, Madam, this is your day. I said to someone, this is your season.
Amen.
I said, this is your season.
Amen.
By the time the heads of the organization spoke to this woman and she gave them what she had, they said, they now went to the recruiting company. Why did you bring this woman before? Why did you bring us that one? He said, because you limited your qualifications and she didn't fit into it. You are the one that restricted yourself from getting the best candidate. That's how the woman got the job. When it is yours, nobody can take it. Hallelujah. Nobody can take your seat. Holy Ghost will remove them. It will become too hot for them to handle. In the precious name of Jesus. The odds were against them. I've shared the testimony of someone that worked with us in the church, a brother, whose wife was pregnant, her first pregnancy. And she was worried. Because the doctors kept telling her, your baby is too big. There is no way you can naturally deliver this child. And they don't have anything. The lady came to me in my office. I prayed with her that day. I said, you shall deliver like the Hebrew women. Hallelujah. I commanded all the, you know, organs in her body to give way to that baby when the time comes. I prayed that prayer. I was fulfilled after praying that prayer. Then I told the lady, I said, on the stairs, every day you must go up and down the stairs. Go up and down the stairs. Praise God forevermore. On the day of her labor, at about 11:45 midnight, the husband ran to my house and said, the doctor said they won't do anything because he had told her she would need CS. They said we should go and deposit 50,000 naira. Came crying in my living room. 50,000 I don't have. But as Peter said, silver and gold have I none. But that which I have, I give unto you. Glory. I was angry in my spirit that day. If I had 50K, I would give it to him. But I didn't have it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see, some of us think money is everything. But thanks be unto God. Because when all the things that you have planned and you think will work for you does not work, and the door shuts naturally, if you trust God, a door that was shut naturally will supernaturally open. I went into my closet that day. I told the husband, I said, go to the hospital. But before you arrive back there, your wife will deliver. I now went. After I said that to him, I went in. I was angry. I said, Lord, what? I mean, the odds were just again. We prayed. I have already prayed, remember, with the lady that she was going to deliver like the Hebrew woman. The devil said, eh? Maybe you prayed now. You see now? God didn't hear that prayer that day. And you don't even have money. So you can't help them. I got there, I said, shut up your mouth there, devil. We are talking here. This is family talk. Between father and his children. You are an impostor. You are a stranger here. And I said, Father, I stake my salvation upon your word today. If your word works, it must work today. If it doesn't work, we pack it all up. This one has to work. Glory be to Jesus. Before he got there, she had delivered. In fact, the midwife ran. The head is out. The baby's head is out. And the baby just came out there. I said, devil, where are you now? Where are you now? You see, beloved, sometimes you have to stand. That's what I've come to tell somebody today. That when the odds are against you, keep standing. Stay on track. Stay on track. Don't throw in the towel. Don't lift up the white flag. Don't give up. Stand. Having done all, the Bible says, Ephesians 16, verse 13, having done all to stand. Stay on track. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The odds were against Peter. The odds were against his business. But something happened. And the devil thought, well, it's all over. Open your Bible to Exodus. Let me give you an example of, you know, the children of Israel also. The odds were against them. When they left Egypt, when Exodus 14, let's first of all read verses 2 and 3. Brother, can you help us? Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
Between Midgard and the sea.
Yeah.
Over again, Rezephon, before he charged, he encamped by the sea. For Pharaoh is still of the children of Israel. They are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in.
Did you hear? He said, the wilderness has shut them in which case, they are against all the odds were against them. So now, we can pounce on them. Because the mountains are on both sides. The sea is in front of them. The chariots of Pharaoh was behind them. They were shut in against all odds. Let me see how you will escape. Hey, breaking news for the kingdom of Satan. Glory to God. God made a way where they thought there was no way. He created a path in the great waters. Glory be to God. Now read verse 25. No, read from 23 to 25.
And the Egyptians pursued
because they thought all the odds were against them. The enemy may be pursuing now because he thinks all the odds are against you. The probability is zero that you will make it. That you will be victorious. That you will succeed. That your life will demonstrate the glory of God. Oh, I've got news for the devil. I've got news. For the suffering of this present time is nothing compared to the glory that shall be revealed through us. Romans 8:18. Hallelujah. Read on.
And he went in after them.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Even Pharaoh's horses, his chariot and his horsemen.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord walked onto the host of Egyptians, the pillar of fire and of the cloud.
Hallelujah.
And the host of Egyptians.
He troubled their troubles. Yes.
And took up their chariots with
them.
That they drave them heavily.
Oh, glory be to God. When the odds are against you, the Lord will fight your battles. In fact, it is, you know that this battle is the Lord's. When all odds are against you, the battle is the Lord's. So you look unto the Lord. What happened? How did the situation change for Peter in our text today? He told Jesus, after Jesus gave a divine instruction, many of us, God will give us a divine instruction. We don't take it. We don't obey it. He said, launch out. Because we don't obey because we think that the odds are against us. That woman saw the odds against her, but she still applied. Oh, glory to God. Launch out into the deep. And Peter, what was his response? We have toiled all night and we have caught nothing. But he says something. Nevertheless, at thy word. Do you have a word from the Lord? I tell people, when you see a scripture, a promise in the Bible, okay? Pray that scripture. Go to God with that scripture. When you go to God with a word, the Lord of the word will give you another word. The other word that God gives you is what distinguishes what God said from what God is saying. Oh, if you catch this. You see, what God said is God's word, but it is not the weapon for the hour. It is what God is saying that is the weapon for the hour. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God's word says, for example, be fruitful and multiply. So you know that fruitfulness is a covenant that we are beneficiaries of Amen. Hallelujah. When God says yes, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's the word of God. Glory to God. Amen. Let me give you an example of something that happened. My boy here, yesterday, I went to him because I had gone to God concerning something. I normally blend fruits and I drink, but I add some water to it. But I never, it wasn't his fault, because I never specifically told him. I just said, add water to it to be able to blend it. But he just picks water, just like you want to cook rice. You open the tap, you wash the rice, you put water, and then you boil. So he just did it the same way. Just open the tap, use the tap water, add it to the thing, and then blended it. And I kept drinking, oh, refreshing. Except that my tummy kept complaining. So when my tummy was complaining, I said, be healed in Jesus' name. Did nothing happen? Why? Because the Bible said, by his stripes we were healed. And that's not a lie. That is the word of God. Her sister was sharing the testimony. She heard the word, the healing, blah, 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 divine immunity. They're fine. But I have grown to always, maybe because, you know, of a fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, that I ask the Spirit of God, what's going on here? What's going on here? And the Holy Spirit said, go ask him. Which water does he use to meet it? So I went to him. I said, tell me the water that you use to meet, to blend. He told me tap water. Hello. There are some things you resist by prayer. Some things you better resist by means. By divine illumination. Glory be to you, God. A present word from the Lord. That's a real weapon. Amen. Peter said, at thy word, I will do it. Not at the doctor's report. Glory to God. Ah, at thy word. Not as to man's calendar. At thy word. Not as to the odds that are against me. At thy word. Not at my bank account. At thy word, not my education and qualification. At thy word, what are we going to do without his word? Nothing. He said he's upholding and sustaining all things by the word of his power. All things, the job you are looking for, the husband, the wife you are looking for, upholding all things by the word of his power. Not by what people say. Not by what your environment is saying. Not by your age. Glory to God. Ah, you are too old now. No, you can't find anybody that will marry you now. Even young girls, if they suffer and they struggle. You will... Which person? There's something the Bible said. He said, the way of a man and a woman. I don't know how. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You look at yourself and say, oh, maybe it's because I'm too ugly. Well, I'm not saying that you should leave yourself here. I said, you ladies. I mean. Ah, too sharp. Glory to God. If you don't say amen, I say amen to that. Amen. Too sharp. Men, are you visual? Yes. Adam wasn't blind. He created a blind man. That he didn't see the spiritual. He shy eye. Saw the guy. Whoa. What are you talking about? The way of a man and a woman. No, but you can't explain it. You can't explain that. At thy word, beloved. And that is what the word of God does. Do you have a word? Have you received a word from the Lord? Glory to God. Have you received? What has the Lord told you? I told you somebody said I should pray, I should do this one, I should do that, and they have put everything. I prayed, and the Holy Spirit told me today, he said, let them not think about it this year. That all that plan that they have, they should leave it. He said it's next year. So I sent them a text. I said, what you said is not what it is. This is what the Spirit is saying. Glory to God. So if you like, go and fight God. And say, don't. I told God. I told. Instead of you to go to God and say, Lord, what's your plan? That I may align myself with it. Because it's God's plan, beloved, that will lift you up in life. It's his plan that he will sustain. It is his plan that his grace will be made available to bring to pass. It's his plan, not my plan, not your plan. For many are the plans in a man's heart, but only the purpose of God prevails. Proverbs 19 and verse 21. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word was what changed the story. It was by the word that Peter and the others were able to overcome the odds that were against them. How are you going to overcome it? By the word. Which word? The word that you receive after you have gone to God in prayer with his word. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, many people pray, Father Lord, give me a new stream of income. Increase my income. God is a God of increase. He wants to increase us. Yeah. From glory to glory. From grace to grace. It's his word. And when you go to God with that prayer, hallelujah. Many of us, what are you expecting as an answer? God will give you a divine illumination. Just like Jesus gave to Peter. He said, launch out into the deep. There was a divine instruction. That's why some people will be praying, oh, I want my business to be big. What you are looking for? You are looking for capital, money. But God wants to give you an idea. An idea that will cause the money to keep flowing. Glory be to Jesus. So even though you have gone to God with that word, he will give you another word. He will give you a divine instruction. He will give you a divine illumination. Go here, go there, move this way, move that. He gives you creative concepts, spiritual intelligence that you can apply. That will bring you to where you really want to be. Hallelujah. Is anyone here today? You really truly want your story to change. You need a word from the Lord. Amen. And you must make up your mind to spend quality time to hear what God will say to you. Habakkuk said, I will stay upon my watch to see what he will say to me. I will stay upon my watch. Glory to God. But many a times, we are too busy. God to us is too slow. We want it quick, quick. Rise on your feet. Maybe you are here today, all the odds are against you. Or you are watching online on the internet, and it seems as if the odds, all odds are against you right now. And you do not know how to get out of the situation that you are in. God is saying to you today, at my word, at my word, keep standing. Stay on track. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. And I will still make my word good in your life. Can I hear a bigger amen?
Amen.
Lift up your two hands. Give thanks to God for his word. Today. And say to the Lord, Lord, I mix faith with this word today. Therefore, I declare that the word that I have heard and I have mixed with faith would deliver profit into my life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your two hands. Lift up your two. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice today. As you changed the story of Peter, that his breakthrough did not come by what he thought that he was or what he thought that he had, but by your supernatural power and divine illumination. I ask that you bless everyone under the sound of my voice with the divine illumination right now that they need. The divine instruction that will lead them to progress and lead them to victory and lead them to success in their situation and circumstances. In Jesus' powerful name, I pray.